Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
I'm Ralph Fox.
A local union says security at Prince George's County Schools isn't tight enough. I'm Matt Koufax.
Finding candidates to be lifeguards in non-traditional areas. I'm Dan Ronan.
The declining birth rate in the United States. What's behind it? We'll hear from a Wall Street Journal data news editor at 9:15. Now it's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Is it the start of the long-expected move by Ukraine's military to take back territory from Russia?
For many weeks, Ukraine has given notice of what it says is an impending counteroffensive against the invader. Now, Russia is claiming to have repulsed a five-pronged attack by Kiev that it says was attempted on Sunday morning. The Russian Defense Ministry said the Ukrainians tried to break through Russian defenses in five sections of what Kiev saw as the most vulnerable part of the front line in southern Donetsk.
That is the BBC's Charles Haviland. There is also a report of a fuel facility set on fire by a drone attack in the Belgorod region of Russia, close to its border with Ukraine. A small private plane crashed this afternoon in Virginia after it flew into the Washington area, setting off a military jet response. Correspondent Skyler Henry.
Because it made an unauthorized flight over Washington, D.C. airspace, which is restricted. Many in the area heard a sonic boom, likely caused by the F-16s that were forced to scramble to the plane,
which the military says was unresponsive. NORAD, the North American Air Defense Command, says F-16 aircraft used flares during that attempt to get attention from the pilot. There was none. The military says it did not shoot the plane down, but the plane did crash. No word yet on people aboard. China's defense minister stands by the actions of a naval commander involved in a close call, sailing within 150 yards of an American guided missile destroyer in waters China considers its own. Most of the rest of the world considers international.
Without trying to justify the actions, General Li said, to avoid similar incidents, the U.S. should steer clear of areas around China. Mind your own business, he said. But the U.S. sees routine patrols of the air and sea off mainland China as very much its own business, to underscore its position that this is international space open to everyone.
Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer. Trying to get oil prices up, Saudi Arabia says it'll produce and sell less oil starting in a few weeks.
Which is a million barrel of reduction for the start that starts at the 1st of July. And that million is also extendable.
Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman Al Saud speaking at an oil producers meeting in Vienna. That Saudi production reduction coming after two earlier supply cuts by major oil producing countries in the OPEC Plus alliance failed to push prices higher. By the way, at the pump, AAA reports an average gallon of gas, $3.55. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
9:03, Sunday, June 4th, 2023. A clear night. 71, going down to 56. Good evening. Nice to be with you. I'm Dick Iuliano. The top local stories we're following this hour. Some developing news right now. People from Annapolis to Fairfax were startled when they heard and felt a loud boom around 3 o'clock this afternoon. It was, in fact, a sonic boom from military aircraft. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, says F-16 fighter aircraft flew to intercept an unresponsive Cessna 560 Citation aircraft that flew over Washington. The military jets from Andrews Air Force Base were authorized to fly at supersonic speeds. The civilian aircraft had an unresponsive pilot, and the Cessna subsequently crashed near the George Washington National Forest in Virginia. Did you hear or feel the loud boom? Tell us about it on our talkback line. Call 844-282-1035. WTOP will continue to update you with the latest as we get it. A crash in Frederick County this morning has left three people dead, and authorities looking for answers.
Just after 8:30 Sunday morning, the Frederick County Sheriff's Office received a call about a car down in the Union Bridge Quarry in Libertytown. Spokesman Todd Weibel says car parts in the roadway tipped them off.
People who happened to be on the road saw some vehicle parts laying on the road, and they went over to the side of the quarry and realized that there was a vehicle down in the quarry, and that's how the call was made.
One woman found ejected from a 2022 Dodge Charger. A man and woman found dead inside the vehicle. The victims have been identified as 28-year-old Courtney Engelberger of Kemar, 65-year-old Robert Grossnickel of Woodsboro, and 23-year-old Rachel Willis of Dickerson. Weibel says he's never seen a crash like this, ever. An investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
Howard County Police are investigating a fatal crash overnight in Glenwood. One person killed. Around 1:45 this morning, a Harley-Davidson motorcycle southbound on Route 97 near Roxbury Mill Road crossed into oncoming traffic while trying to pass another vehicle. The bike struck a Chevy Silverado head-on. The operator of the motorcycle, a man, died at the University of Maryland Shock Trauma Center. After an attempted shooting on a bus last month, Prince George's County Bus Drivers Union is calling on the school system to beef up security.
When you look at security across all Prince George's County work sites, it's seriously lacking.
Local 2250 Union President Martin Diggs says his drivers and everyone in the Prince George's County school system needs to be better protected.
I believe that they need to have more than just the bus driver on that bus. They need to have additional aides on the bus.
He says what happened to Natalie Brower, the driver who witnessed three suspects board and attempt to shoot a student on her vehicle, will keep happening unless there's greater oversight and presence.
Because if they get hurt and they're driving the bus, they have to be transported in an ambulance. Who's going to stay with the kids on the bus?
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
There is a shortage of lifeguards across the nation, and it's forcing swimming pools in our area to come up with new recruitment efforts.
Like many pools, the Greenbelt Aquatic Center is actively hiring. Coordinator Cynthia Brown tells WTOP, in addition to young adults, she's reaching out to retirees who may have been lifeguards years ago and also those who may have considered the job at one time and could be interested. She emphasizes you don't have to be a perfect swimmer, just have the desire to learn and be available. The Vienna-based American Lifeguard Association says across the country, about half of the nation's 309,000 public pools could be forced to close their doors or reduce hours. Greenbelt facility is keeping hours stable, but recruiting is a top priority. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
The warmer weather can sneak up on us quickly, sometimes a little too fast for the safety of pets. Veterinarians are reminding pet owners to keep your furry friends ready for the heat now and be careful with the warmer weather. And the vets warn to pay close attention to symptoms of heat stroke, which can be deadly for some pets. Signs include heavy panting, a bright or dark red tongue, and lethargy. Coming up after traffic and weather.
How are Americans faring with emergency savings? And if they don't have enough, what's the backup? I'm Mark Hamrick with a report just ahead.
It's 9:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
We're going to head to the district on the southbound side of the 395 freeway. A great job by DC Road Ops and everyone involved. We are dealing with a crash involving an overturned vehicle and just got word that the Main Avenue exit has been reopened. Traffic is no longer diverted off at 7th Street. We do have at least a lane blocked, but for the most part, you can continue on to the outbound lanes of the 14th Street Bridge and successfully exit off onto Main Avenue. So great job by everyone involved clearing up the overturned vehicle. We're still backed up to roughly the 3rd Street Tunnel, but traffic moving a lot better on the southbound side of the 395 freeway. We are seeing delays southbound over on DC 295. The bulk of the delays between Pennsylvania Avenue and the ramp to take you to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Over in Maryland, the work zones have sprouted up. We'll start off on the inner loop between 95 and the BW Parkway, two to the left getting you by. Outer loop, we do have two separate work zones right before you get to 650. It is two to the left getting you by. And then staying on the outer loop between University Boulevard and Colesville Road, two to the left getting you by with delays. Broadway stars Megan Hilty and Leah Salonga perform live at Wolf Trap this Friday, June 16th. Tickets for Broadway in the Park are on sale now at wolftrap.org. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
And now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
While some areas picked up rain yesterday, most of us squeaked out dry, which is good news if you had outdoor plans, but bad news as far as our drought goes. We're expecting it to continue to worsen and expand as we don't really have any significant rainfall in our forecast, which is good news if you have any outdoor plans for the week ahead. Nothing but sunshine and highs in the 80s. Tonight, we're looking at overnight lows falling into the upper 50s as you're heading out the door to go back to work tomorrow. So again, enjoy the nice weather. Expect our next chance of rain about 8 or 9 days from now. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Beneath clear skies and a full moon, 70 outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today. Schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour.
Paycheck to Paycheck Nation. I'm Mark Hamrick with a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. A new Bankrate survey takes the pulse of the nation's emergency savings. We asked Americans how they'd pay an emergency expense of $1,000 or more. 43% of adults tell us they'd use savings to pay that sudden expense. The flip side, 57% of Americans could not pay an emergency expense from savings. Perhaps as worrisome as anything, 1 in 4, 25%, say they'd use a credit card to pay that emergency expense and pay it off over time. Credit card interest rates are the highest we've ever seen and are slated to go higher still this year. This costly debt should be paid before interest charges hit the account. Additionally, 11% said they would reduce spending as their strategy. Some 11% said they would borrow from family and friends. The solution we recommend is that individuals and households use direct deposit to funnel income into a high-yield savings account dedicated to emergency savings. I'm Mark Hamrick.
Monday morning stock trading in Tokyo on the Tokyo Exchange. The Nikkei average is up 1.25%. Coming up on WTOP, the declining birth rate in the United States. What's behind it? We'll hear from Wall Street Journal data news editor Anthony DeBarros. It's 9:11.
Hi, Robert Downey Jr. here. Did you know that over $10.3 billion was lost to online crime last year alone? Online crime is a huge problem. It affects everyone, and that's why I've partnered with Aura. Aura gives you the tools you need to stay safe online with almost every tool you need, fraud and identity theft protection, a password manager, parental controls, and more. Sign up for a free 2-week trial today at Aura.com/Robert. Aura.com/Robert.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Coming up, the Nuggets trying to cool off the heat again in the NBA Finals. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Every year, close to 16,000 children in the U.S. are diagnosed with cancer. For 20 years, HopeCam has been providing computers and internet access to kids with cancer to keep them connected to friends and classmates during treatment. This year, we've launched our 20 Years of Hope campaign, hoping to raise funds to ensure that any child who requests HopeCam services will never be denied. Your donations will help pediatric cancer patients feel less isolated. To make a donation or to learn more about HopeCam, please visit our website at www.hopecam.org.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 9:15. I'm Dick Iuliano. Thanks for being with us. Our birth rates keep dropping here in the United States. The CDC reports for last year, more than 3.6 million babies were born. That's 15% lower than the peak of births about 16 years ago. So what's behind the steady decrease? Wall Street Journal data news editor Anthony DeBarros joined WTOP's Sean and Hillary.
One of the factors is that younger people in the U.S. are steadily having fewer children, whether that's because they're deciding to defer having kids until later in life because of various economic or social factors, or because they're deciding not to have children at all. This report showed birth rates for teens and for women ages 20 to 24 continuing a long-term decline and, in fact, hitting record lows. But even birth rates for slightly older groups, say ages 25 to 34, have been relatively flat in recent years.
So what else from this data stood out to you as you take a look at it?
Well, there were a couple of spots where we saw the U.S. population seeing births and birth rates grow. So, for example, birth rates among women ages 35 to 39 have been rising steadily. In fact, if trends continue in a few years, we might see women ages 35 to 39 having higher birth rates than younger women ages 20 to 24, which has never happened before. We're also seeing smaller but steady increases in birth rates to women age 40 and older, although, of course, total number of births in that group is relatively small percent of the whole. And another interesting detail in the report is that in 2022, there was a 5.5% increase in births to Hispanic women, and that's a bit of a turnaround from recent declines in that group.
Can you talk about more broadly how this impacts society in general?
Well, one of the things that demographers and economists have been concerned about in general is that in 10 years or so, this could lead to a bit of a dearth in young people, of course, and that could create a bit of a sag in productivity and in the economy. It could create issues where, for example, there might not be enough young workers or young consumers to sustain productivity, could be less demand for smaller colleges or schools that could pose issues. And of course, the Social Security Trust Fund needs a steady supply of workers to contribute to that and sustain that as well.
Pretty interesting. Wall Street Journal data news editor Anthony DeBarros. Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on WTOP. A loud boom startled people this afternoon from Annapolis to Fairfax. Annapolis emergency managers quickly announced it was the sound of military aircraft breaking the sound barrier. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is criticizing China for conducting dangerous aerial intercepts over the South China Sea. Three people dead after a car plunged into a quarry in Frederick County, Maryland this morning. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In the district, southbound on the 395 freeway at Main Avenue, we do have the Main Avenue exit reopened for one overturn. We do have at least a lane block, though. Traffic is moving a lot better on the southbound side of the freeway. Also, a better flow outbound of the 3rd Street Tunnel. But we're backed up still a bit on the southbound side of DC 295. Traffic very slow from Benning Road up to the area, the 11th Street Bridge. Over in Virginia, we're in good shape in both directions on the Beltway. No current problems on 395 or 66. Delays have really gone away in both directions. 95 all clear from the Springfield Interchange down to the Fredericksburg area. The delays are in Maryland, both directions on the Beltway with roadwork set up. We'll start off Interloop between 95 and the BW Parkway, two to the left getting it by. The outer loop delays begin right after 95 up to New Hampshire Avenue, two to the left are getting you by. Then it opens up briefly, and then once you get to University Boulevard, you're down to two to the left getting you by up to the area of Georgia Avenue. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Okay, Steve, and now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Nothing but clear skies overnight, and with dry air in place, temperatures are going to cool off rather fast, especially since that cold front came on through last night. We're expecting lows tomorrow in the 40s in portions of the outer suburbs, but looking at mostly the 50s here in the city. By tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s on your afternoon drive home. Partly cloudy skies for Tuesday as well, maybe a few degrees cooler, 75 to about 81 for the highs. We also watch the chance for a few isolated showers as well Tuesday afternoon, but right now looking like most areas are going to stay dry. Dry weather continues for the remainder of the week with temperatures fluctuating into the low to mid 80s. It's not until about 8 or 9 days from now when we're tracking our next significant chance at some rain. So between now and then, just enjoy the sunshine and warm weather as we have nothing but that for the next 7 to 8 days. Temperatures outside right now pretty comfortable. We have 71 here in town, 68 Leesburg, 62 in Gaithersburg.
Okay, Mark, I suspect the golf courses, the tennis courts, the pickleball courts, the hiking trails will be busy this week with the great weather. Right now, 70 outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted, same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, something for those who enjoyed an afternoon cup of coffee or tea, advice from a sleep expert. It's 9:21.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Walking into the building for the first time after the shooting, it was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WTOP News.
9:23. From battling mosquitoes to organizing the garage, homeowners have a few chores to do at the outset of summer. So let's talk about mosquitoes. To eliminate mosquitoes in the yard, you have to eliminate their habitat. Mosquitoes lay eggs in still water. They don't need much water. A capful is enough. So empty any standing water around the yard. Could be in toys, plastic tarps, things like that, planters. The Washington Post's home maintenance checklist for summer also recommends cleaning out the garage. Besides getting rid of things you don't need, you also need to properly dispose of unneeded hazardous materials, including paints and pesticides. And inside the home, for fresh tasting ice and cold water, change the refrigerator filter. And for the right replacement filter, search online for your refrigerator model or check the label on the old filter. Now, does this sound like you? Work is almost over and nothing sounds better than an afternoon cup of coffee or tea to get you through the day. Well, not so fast, says a sleep specialist.
Caffeine is a wonderful way to be alert and to wake up and taste delicious. But as with so many things, you can overdo it.
That's Dr. Richard Friedman, a psychiatry professor at Cornell University. He says that afternoon pick-me-up will cost you later and cut into your sleep.
There's a self-sustaining cycle, which, you know, you need caffeine to wake you up from your poor sleep the night before, only setting you up, if you drink enough of it during the day, for another night of poor sleep.
Add in a nightcap to calm you down. Dr. Friedman says your sleep will suffer even more.
Keep the caffeine use to the morning.
Luke Garrett, WTOP News.
Sunday talk show moderator Chuck Todd is leaving Meet the Press after nearly a decade. Larry Sabato is a political analyst and friend of Todd.
You know, he's done this for close to a decade. And, you know, in any job, I think you can get stale. And the success that you may have is determined in part by one question. Do you know when to get off the stage?
Larry Sabato.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Now Frank Hanrahan.
Got the NBA Finals as Denver's leading Miami 57-51 as they start the third quarter from mile high. It was a good second quarter for Denver as they pulled away. But then Miami fought back. 34-25 Nuggets win the second quarter. So 57-51 as they start the third quarter. Make it 59-54 now. Advantage Denver, already leading this best of seven series 1-0. The Nationals in the rubber match of their series against Philadelphia allow 5 Philadelphia home runs, 11-3 loss to the Phillies for the Nationals, seeing old teammate Kyle Schwarber hit a pair of 3-run homers as the Nationals are now 25-34. They get a day off, and then they'll host Arizona Tuesday night back at Nationals Park. Orioles winners at San Francisco take 2 of 3 there. 8-3 the final. Tyler Wells strikes out a career-high 9. Baltimore scores 6 runs in the third to break it open. Record now 37-22. College baseball, it was George Mason taking out Maryland 11-10. But then the Patriots had to turn right around and play Wake Forest in the regional final. It is all Wake Forest right now, 15-1. Late innings there. French Open, Novak Djokovic, Carlos Alcaraz advanced to the French Open quarters. Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Okay, Frank, and coming up after traffic and weather, the startling boom that resonated across the region this afternoon by supersonic fighter jets intercepting a private plane.